Hi, excursionists. Quick disclaimer. There is a brief mention in this week's episode of attempted sexual assault as well as violence. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Into the Night. I'm Nari, your guide on today's excursion down a twisted path. Be careful not to get lost. Be it dark or light, it's easy to lose your way. Are you ready? Then let's begin. The Border Wall. A hot wind whipped through the abandoned buildings left behind after the last wave of ragged travelers passed through. The sting of the sun burned the boy's eyes while a trail of dust followed his footsteps. It wasn't even early afternoon yet, but the temperature was stifling. Was it this hot when his grandfather crossed the desert to find a better life? The boy wasn't sure. He wanted to believe he would be as tough as his grandfather. Now, he had no one to ask. No one who would have known his grandfather was still alive. In his heart, he believed that life had been better than this once. He imagined little boys and girls his age laughing and playing in fields of grass and wildflowers. He envisioned mothers and fathers happily spreading out picnic blankets and calling their children over to eat. Fathers played soccer in backyards with their children. Streets were clean then. Crime never touched the people he loved. No little boys were left without a family. Yes, this is the world he wanted to believe existed. It was the world he struggled so hard to reach. Without dreams, without hope, no one would ever do what they'd been told was impossible. He had to hope. He had to believe that the world he longed for really did exist. He had to do the impossible. The people he'd met during his journey laughed at him. His hopes and his dreams. They mocked and taunted him for thinking he could make his dreams come true. They've lost hope. They believe life will be miserable forever. And so for them, it will be. I cannot let them take away my hope. Eventually, the boy stopped talking to the strangers he met. None of them knew what he knew in his heart. Few of them were trustworthy. A boy his age could not afford to be too trusting. The treacherous landscape filled with vipers and stinging insects wasn't the only danger. Desperation and fear brought out the worst in people. And these were desperate times. As he walked along the dusty road, he remembered the first of many horrific experiences he had with a stranger. The man was most likely in his early 40s, but his weathered face and slight limp were no gauge to the man's age. He could have been 10 years either side of 40. Why the boy took the time to try to figure out the stranger's age, he didn't know. The man's age played no part in what happened. It was sufficient to know the stranger was old enough to have become a very bad man. The incident happened early in his journey, just a week after the last of his family died. Some called him brave to attempt his journey alone, but bravery played no part in it. The boy had no choice but to travel alone. He was alone, and the man had known he was alone.
"Son, travel with me. I'll watch out for you. Bad things can happen to little boys out here."
The man shared a sandwich with him, and he'd even given the boy a rare treat, a soda. How the man came by it, the boy didn't know. He probably didn't want to know. Traveling with the man seemed like a good idea. 6 months ago, when this happened, the boy didn't realize people were so dangerous. He'd learned a lot since then. Never again would he allow himself to be vulnerable around others. Flashbacks passed through his mind. A dark night. The smell of alcohol on the man's breath. The feel of the man's hands and the fear he felt from the threats. The knife. He'd never forget the knife. He'd never forget how he killed the man with that knife while he tried to violate the boy. That knife, once held at his throat, had protected him on more than one occasion. The boy patted his pocket where he carried it. Yes, in the 6 months he'd been on the road, he'd learned many things. There was one question he could not answer, but he was sure he would be able to someday. He had to know why, and he was determined to find the answer. As the arcing sun blazed overhead, he felt sweat run down his back. The boy squinted up at the sky. A lone cloud drifted in the west.
It won't rain. It's teasing us down here. It knows it's just passing through. It won't rain until it's on the other side.
The drought went on almost as long as he'd been alive. Yes, this area didn't normally get much rainfall, but he remembered stories his grandfather told of rivers running and grass growing waist high. Trees lined riverbanks, and his father swore fish were so plentiful then that more could be caught than could be eaten. The boy wondered what fish tasted like. His father's eyes became misty whenever he talked about the old days and the fishing trips he'd taken as a small child.
Papa, how I wish you were here. I know I will find a better life. I just know it.
It was impossible for him to think of Papa without thinking of Mama. No one who knew them could. Their love was strong, and they'd built a home full of laughter. Mama's brown eyes sparkled with delight when telling funny stories.
Oh, Mama, I hope someday I can fill a house with love the way you and Papa did.
His parents did everything together, including die. First, Mama passed, and within an hour, Papa had. Once his little sister died, he was alone. Instead of being the youngest boy in a family of 6 children, at 10, he was an orphan and by himself in the world.
I wish I knew why. Why am I here? Why has any of this happened?
Salty tears mingled with the sweat on his face. He knew dwelling on what was wouldn't help him get where he needed to go. Still, it didn't seem right to not think of the ones he loved.
They were real. They deserve to be remembered. I want my children to know who they were. I owe that to my family.
His older brother was a talented musician. His sister, the second oldest, had the voice of an angel. Under different circumstances, they would have formed a band together. It was a dream of theirs. His other sister was an artist. She could capture the very essence of a person in her portraits. Then there was Rico, the stubborn one. He was a skilled laborer who could build nearly anything. Sweet little Anna had been too young to reveal her talents. She was a happy girl who made everyone around her feel special.
That was her gift.
His thoughts drifted back and forth between memories of his family and the dangers of his journey. He felt lonely, but he didn't dare try to make friends with anyone. Strangers hated him. He could tell by the looks in their eyes. They hated him for who he was. He had hope. They did not.
No matter how difficult this is, I have to get to the world I dream of. It's the world I belong in. That's what Mama told me before she died. This is no place for you. You're different. You don't belong in this world filled with nothing but death and violence. Promise me you will find a way out of here.
And so, he promised his mother he would. After Anna's death, he began his journey on foot. He refused to leave her alone, so he stayed until she took her last breath. Remaining with her meant he would have to travel during the hottest part of the year. But he would not leave his little sister to die alone.
I must find a way to get to the border. I have to get past the wall.
Now, months later, he neared the end of his journey. A new sound came from the distance. He was certain he heard water rippling in a river just ahead. The river proved that the promised land he'd dreamed of was ahead.
It's been so long since I heard the sound of running water. It's going to be beautiful there.
He made a right turn and stopped in awe.
There it is. It really exists.
He looked cautiously right and left. A guard stood on duty in a tower with a gun.
This won't work. I can't cross here.
He walked hidden by the growth of trees along the river for another mile. He saw no guard in the second tower.
This is my chance.
He ran through the river, nearly being swept away by the current. But he was so close now. He had to make it. Finally, he did, soaking wet and breathing hard, and his eyes swept the scene before him.
Now, to scale the wall.
It took him 7 or 8 attempts, but by digging his fingers and toes into the crevices on the man-made cliff, he found himself at the top. Exhausted and knowing there was no other way, he let himself fall to the ground. He hit hard. His tired legs took the brunt of the fall. In spite of the pain, he could not linger to rest, however. The guard could return at any time. He stood dumbstruck. The grass was green, and he heard birds chirping happily in trees around him. Wildflowers waved in the gentle breeze. He turned to look at the wall one last time before he fled to a better life on this side. A sign hanging on the wall, posted in bright red letters, read, "Keep out. Quarantine area. Violators will be shot." The boy didn't know the answer to the question he'd been wondering for so long. Why was he, Michael Collins, different? Why was he immune to the horrible disease when the people he loved weren't? There would be time to find the answers now. He would blend into society, free from pockmarks caused by the burning blisters the disease formed. No one would suspect that a blonde-haired boy with perfect skin crossed the border wall to find a better life in the land of his dreams.
Thank you for joining me for Into the Night, an anthology series written by Caroline Giamanco, narration and sound design by Nari Kwok, theme music by Nico Rodriguez, all original music and editing in part provided by Flyboy Entertainment. You can find our links in the show notes. Please remember to like and subscribe, and if you enjoy what you hear, please leave us a 5-star review to help other excursionists to join us. You can find us on your favorite podcast directory. See you next time. And remember, whether in the shadows or in the daylight, all twisted paths take you into the night. Into the Night is a Creative Typo Entertainment production.